The Church of God the Eternal presents a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, April 6th, 2012.
Well, good evening, friends and brethren, on this night to be much observed, the beginning of the seven-day feast of unleavened bread. The sun is set, and now we are beginning that period of time now which God set aside to symbolize this very process of overcoming and coming out of sin. So this isn't a night for a service, a full service, but by tradition, many years ago, Mr. Raymond Cole began to give just a very short synopsis to remind us of what it is we're doing and why God made a special command for us to assemble tonight. Jesus Christ is our example of honesty, as we saw last night at the Passover service. He personifies real integrity. There is no guile in him. He is always true. He follows that truth of his Father, and he is absolutely trustworthy in every way. So when he makes a promise, you can depend upon it. But Israel has always had a hard time coming to believe that is true. But he is trustworthy. No matter how hard the circumstances may be, if he's made promise, he is going to fulfill it. And so God, in antiquity, did make promise to protect ancient Israel. Let's notice Exodus 12, and we'll begin in verse 23. God called Israel out and gave them a special promise. And here was the promise, beginning in verse 23 of Exodus 12, "For the Eternal will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Eternal will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." So the death angel was going to kill in every home, at least one in every home throughout all of Egypt. And yet to the Israelites he said, "Your families will be spared. You will not suffer this plague and this destruction." Imagine what it must have been like, though, to consider the possibility of having your loved ones, your firstborn, killed. But God said, "Don't worry. I've promised to give you special protection, and you can count on me because I'm true and faithful." Verse 24, "And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever, and it shall come to pass, when you become to the land which the Eternal will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, 'What mean you by this service?' that you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Eternal's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses.' And the people bowed the head and worshipped, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Eternal had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they." So there was God's command. And then he literally followed through and he honored his word to them. Continuing in verse 29, "It came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, 'Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Eternal as you have said.'" So Pharaoh was finally humbled by this incredible destruction of the families of Egypt, and finally softened enough to hearken unto this God to provide the deliverance of a people. "And take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also." And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." They not only were willing, they were urgent to get these Israelites out of their midst. That's how God had orchestrated the circumstances to effect the fulfillment of his promise. Verse 34, "And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. So they went out not as poor vagabonds, they actually went out a wealthy new nation. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them in flocks and herds and even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. So again, part of that which God orchestrated and symbolizes for you and me is the fact that when he calls and when he opens the miracle for us to have a relationship with him and offers us promises of special intervention and protection and inspiration, then we likewise are thrust out of this world. Satan's world, Babylon, pictured by Pharaoh in Egypt. And so when you're called and you come to that knowledge, then you can't be the same as you were before, even if you wanted to. But we likewise were thrust out of our past lives because we could no longer in mind be content there. And being called to understand the truth, which is not shared by your friends and your family and your neighbors, you likewise in many cases became leprous to them. And they wanted you away because they're not comfortable around you. And in fact, if the truth be known, they are afraid of you and your ideas and what you believe. According to the calling of God, that miracle has set you apart. And when you act upon it, and when you follow his commands and you trust in him that he is honest and true to fulfill all that he has promised to do, then likewise, you and I walk out of our former slavery and we walk upon a road, set upon a journey. Now, that ends in a promised land. They baked unleavened cakes of dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, and that was a promise that God had made to Abraham way back. And here, even though it took that many years to fulfill, God honored his word. Even the selfsame day it came to pass that all the host of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt. Verse 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation. So even as it began as a physical event which took place, literally came to pass as that nation walked out of Egypt and God guided and protected them. And so it was set as a perpetual observance, not just physically, more importantly for the New Testament church of which you and I are a part, and what it means spiritually now for conversion and the embracing of that which Jesus Christ represents in the hope of salvation spiritually. Not just a physical kingdom, but a spiritual kingdom. All of that now is embodied in this procession out of sin. And so we begin tonight this seven-day Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we will eat unleavened bread. We have put out now already the leavening from our homes physically. And in mind, we are orienting ourselves away from those things of the world and focusing upon the embracing and in the imbibing upon that which pictures Jesus Christ, our example. And because of that process which you have been made a part of, the promises which you have been made, you have much, my dear friends, to celebrate this night. And so God made it a celebration on this holy day. And we are here to eat together and to fellowship those who share that spirit and that joy in our calling. May we enjoy together that rehearsal of the promises which are before us and all that the example of our elder brother Jesus Christ means in his honesty and integrity. And may we relish that gift and that hope and show that thanksgiving to God even this night. We should be celebrating that God is trustworthy, and we should be thanking him in sincerity in worship for that honesty and special favor to make us a part of it.
The Church of God the Eternal has just presented a message by Mr. John Brisby for the Night to Be Much Observed, April 6th, 2012.